reading. He's reading about some awful facts of things that were going to occur. Lamentation and mourning and woe. Verse 1 of chapter 3. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel. Understand that second half of the command that is given here is as important as the first half. We sometimes dwell on the fact that he ate the book and it tasted like honey in his mouth and became bitter in his stomach. The internalization of the word. But it's the externalization of the word that is the real purpose of this. Not the internalization, which is necessary and is preparatory, but the externalization of the word, which means go and share it. You don't eat it, you don't internalize it for your own benefit. You share it with the house of Israel in this particular case, in this prophecy. You share it with all peoples of the world in terms of the full revelation to be found in the book of Revelation. The word is here to be shared. It is God's light. It is the source of life to the world. It's a source of warning to the world. It's a source of encouragement to the world for those who believe. You don't keep good news. Sometimes it's even hard news. Because people need to know. Like when you go to see a doctor, the doctor owes you a proper diagnosis. He needs to tell you the truth. So you can deal with it. So you can handle it in your life. And so it is. God gives a correct diagnosis of the problems of the human condition. And he presents it to us in eternal, in timeless words that constantly apply to us. And he says, now internalize this word, servant of God, and share it. When you're in the mission field or you're here at home, you're obeying the command here, given to Ezekiel and given to others before and since. Eat the scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. Verse 2, so I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that scroll. I can imagine, there's a television program I haven't really seen, but I understand, you know, this where they make them do kind of awful things. And I'm not even going to try to name the name because I can't think of it at the moment. But, you know, like eat all kinds of... It says here that he made me eat the scroll. Can you imagine somebody puts this book in front of you and says, eat? Where's the salt and pepper? Where's the hot sauce? Where's the white gravy? To make it palatable. Go and eat. And he caused me to eat the scroll. Come on. Stop putting it off. He caused me to eat the scroll. Verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Now, verse 4, same thing as before. Verse 4, then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. But go down further in verse 7 of chapter 3. But the house of Israel will not listen to you. Now, is that frustrating or what? You know, you're loaded for there, you have the word of God, you share the word of God, and falls on dead ears. No response. He's told he's going to have a hard set of hearts and heads who will be listening to his word. But he tells them to go speak anyway. But the house of Israel will not listen to you because they will not listen to me. If they won't listen to me, what makes you think they're going to listen to you? For all the house of Israel, impudent and hard-hearted, that is a generalization. Verse 10 and 11. And with this we'll close in my reading of Ezekiel. Moreover, chapter 3, 10 and 11. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words. That's what it means to eat the book, by the way. Receive into your heart all my words. That I speak to you and hear with your ears what I'm speaking to you. Again, verse 11. And go, get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them what you've internalized. Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. See, our responsibility is not to make people respond. We can't open anybody's heart. We can't enlighten anybody's eyes. We would like to be able to do that, but that's the work of the Holy Spirit. We can't play the role of the Holy Spirit. We might just want to shake them and say, what's the matter with you? This is so clear. They say, I don't understand it. You're an idiot. No, they are blind, spiritually blind. And it takes the Holy Spirit to enlighten their eyes. And says, whether they listen to you, because the Holy Spirit's opened their eyes, or whether they refuse to listen to you, because their eyes are still blind, don't worry about it. The outcome is up to me. We plant, we water, but what? God gives the increase. God causes the growth, the response to occur. And only God. Yes, Linda.
I was talking to a man from Kenya flying this summer, and it was just the opposite of this. John had been working in.
He was prepared.
And after I shared the gospel with him, he said, I'd be a fool not to receive
Amen.
This.
Amen.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And some
See, God, the Holy Spirit really enlightened him and prepared him.
He was so ready that I kept
almost takes your breath away when you...
Sure?
Yeah, that reminds me of the time that I witnessed to my brother when he became a Christian as a kid. We were living in Boston, and I had been witnessing for months, and he was making fun of me all these 6 months. He'd been making fun of me. And all of a sudden, the day that I read the Bible out loud to him, I gave him a Bible as a gift, at the end of the day, he accepted the Lord. And I said to him, why? Not, hooray, hallelujah, but why? I couldn't figure it out. Why now? Why are you responding? What happened? What's different? The Holy Spirit. All right. Sweet as honey in your mouth refers to the fact that the Word of God is precious for us as believers. But the bitterness in the stomach refers to the lamentation and the woe and the calamity that is referred to in the prophecy that we talked about in the Old Testament, and that, of course, is the content of the remaining awful set of judgments that yet to come. Not something pleasant to think about, that all this suffering will occur, not unless you're hard-hearted. So it's bitter in your stomach. So verse 10, then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and I ate it, that is, he internalized the words of God, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. Anytime you open the book, it's going to be that way. God is going to delight you with his own self and with his own presence as you read his word. He's going to delight you. And it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, once I know the content, once I realized the consequences of what it was that I was reading, he says, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, same thing he said to Ezekiel, same thing he said to Daniel, and he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples. Some translations have against many peoples, and I prefer that translation. It's the same preposition, and either translation is allowed. You must prophesy again against or about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. There is more yet to come. This is not the final word. It is painful to anticipate the awful things that are coming. Your stomach is bitter, but understand it's the Word of God, and that God is gracious, and that God will fulfill his promises. He won't delay. He will finish what he starts, and he's going to give you all the resources that you need in his Word to be able to carry out your charge and your responsibility. Go and tell them. Let's go to the Lord now in a word of prayer. Father, we thank